I'd like to look a little bit this morning at that amazing love. I'll put a little bit of background in. Back in the time of Alexander the Great, there were many dialects in the Greek-speaking world. And Alexander the Great championed the common Greek, the Koine Greek, which meant accurate communication throughout all his conquered areas. It was into that time, that era, that some 70 Jewish scholars decided to actually transcribe these scriptures into Greek, Koine Greek. And out of that, we have one of the best Old Testament references today called the Septuagint, or the LXX, 70. Now, in English, we have about 400,000 words. In Greek, 7 million. Extremely accurate language. And I'd like to look this morning at the rendition of two words that some say are used synonymously. But when we look at the meaning of the words, they have totally different concepts. The words for death is thanatos and nekros. And of course, from nekros we get necrosis, necrotic, rotting death. Thanatos has the concept of a state of death, which embodies a separation. Now, if we go back into Genesis, when God spoke to Adam and said, "In the day that you eat of it, you will die," he used thanatos. You'll enter into that state of separation. And that was evident when God walked in the garden in the cool of the evening and Adam hid himself from the presence of God. That state of separation had already come in. We continue on into the time after the Exodus, when the children of Israel are wandering around in the wilderness and they have the tabernacle. And in the design of the tabernacle, there's a barrier between the holy place and the holy of holies, the veil of the temple. That separation was there. And God put that in there by design. And the high priest could only enter into that holy of holies once a year, and then only with sacrifice. We come through into the time of Solomon, when the temple is built, and that veil still exists between the holy place and the holy of holies. Continue through to New Testament. The wages of sin is death. And the Greek word used there is thanatos. The wages of sin is separation. It is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. And the word there is thanatos, separation. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me." And he wasn't referring to being nailed to a cross. That wasn't the cup that he was referring to. What he was referring to was separation from the presence of God. Can you imagine the awesomeness of that separation? "My God, why have you forsaken me?" And with that came darkness over the face of the earth. And the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. God signifying that gap is no more. Christ took that separation that was due to us. My God, why have you forsaken? We come to communion, and can I have five people to come forward, please? We come to communion, and so often we think of this as remembering the death of Jesus on the cross. The funny thing is, when Paul says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death until he come. He uses the word thanatos. So as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we are being reminded of that separation in the Godhead. Can you imagine the silence in heaven as Jesus said, "It is finished." Imagine the effect on the fabric of the universe as the Son of God takes upon himself the separation of his creation to bring us back to God. We're not going to play music. We're just going to think in silence as the emblems are handed out. And I'd ask you to take the bread and the cup and hold them both. Wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. What it cost. What it cost God to redeem his creation. You know, he could have called 10,000 angels to bring him down from the cross, but that wouldn't have done anything, because being on the cross was only the way that he was put to death. As Alan Alda said once, if Jesus had died in a MASH hospital, we'd all be walking around wearing little bedpans. So often we look at the symbol and not what it cost God. Amazing love. How can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Father, we come before you very conscious of our own failings and our own unworthiness. we don't deserve to be able to approach you, the God who created this whole universe. But Father, in your mighty love, you have drawn us back and you have provided a way back. And you yourself took the result of our sin. As we take these emblems, we remember that separation that Jesus took for us so that we don't have to be separated from you anymore. And we say, thank you, Daddy. Jesus said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Father, we reaffirm that covenant that you made through Jesus.